Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Perkovich, and this is episode number 185. Australian-based production company Continuance Pictures has announced a new film initiative named the Continue Initiative that hopes to help budding filmmakers get their film off the ground. To talk more about the Continue Initiative, Continuance Pictures, and all things Aussie film, I'm joined by filmmaker and Continuance Pictures co-founder, Tristan Barr. Tristan, thank you once again for joining me on the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
So the last time you and I spoke, it was a little over a year ago, and your film, Watch the Sunset, was just about to have its premiere at the Revelation Film Festival in Perth. Since then, the movie has got some really good notices. I noticed some critics even put it in their top five films of that year. I was a big fan of the film as well. How did everything go with that movie? I mean, did you go to many festivals after that? What was the reaction that you had to Watch the Sunset?
Yeah, it was overwhelming how it was received, and it gave us an opportunity to travel to many different places. So we, after RevFest, which is an amazing festival over in Perth, it started to kind of get a bit of word of mouth, and then I think we travelled to Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Byron Bay, and then had our international premiere in Montreal. So it then caught some interest from some execs in LA, and we shipped over there for quite a few meetings and stuff, so that was exciting. I kind of recall one moment where some of the agencies over there in LA, they have these kind of massive buildings, and everyone seems to drive these really flash cars, but we just had this really shitty little what was it, like a Honda or something, that we rocked up to get valeted at one of these massive agencies, and there was maybe 10 Rolls Royces passed down the front. It did really well to get us in those sort of positions, which is always fun. What I found is that it was my first experience. I was very green in terms of distribution and trying to get the film out and people to watch it. And there were many hurdles that I had to overcome to do that, and luckily, it's taken some time. But pleased to kind of announce that it will be released this year, which is great. But part of that journey made me realise, well, there are so many other filmmakers who are having to go through this process, and by the time you kind of get through the process of, you know, having your film finished and premiered and then trying to figure out the whole distribution model, the heat of your film's kind of gone. And I think that was the major learning from that experience as a producer in the back end. So basically that has kind of spurred the inspiration of the Continue Short Film Initiative. And so basically we're funding short films that have feature concepts or scripts already written. And that way, you're kind of riding off the hype of the short film and the festival circuit.
So when it comes to the Continue Initiative, this is something that's coming from your production company, Continuance Pictures. Was Continuance Pictures in place before you did Watch the Sunset, or is that something that came afterwards?
Continuance was something that came after Watch the Sunset. So Continuance is only a year old, and its founding members are myself and David Gim, who's a Melbourne-based producer, and I'm up in Queensland. And we've got producers all over the world. We've got a producer in LA, Ina Peterson, and some in South Korea as well. And Continuance really emerged out of David and I working together on some concept art to do with one of my sci-fi projects. And so basically after the Watch the Sunset, I was pitching around this sci-fi project, and we quickly realized that it's quite hard to go from an indie to an $8 million sci-fi film.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically were able to kind of fill in all the gaps of how the stepping stones to get there. So this year we've got a feature, a horror feature slated that I'll direct as well in the middle of the year called Isolation.
Yep.
And it's basically a stepping stone to be able to do those sort of bigger films that, you know, I wish to do. And so Dave's Korean Australian, and we headed over to the Busan International Film Festival, and we were actually one of the only Australian production companies over there, which was really interesting considering it's such a growing market, and there's quite a lot of finance coming out of Asia for films. And so basically Continuance was born out of this idea of basically capitalizing on other finance models rather than just the Australian system that so many of, you know, my colleagues and associates are kind of going through to in order to create films. You know, I was feeling quite helpless and like there must be another way to fund and create films and kind of make a living out of it rather than trying to go through the kind of bureaucratic process that, that we all kind of are subject to here in Australia.
So a lot of filmmakers will no doubt feel that same kind of desperation, such as get their own projects up and running that you did. So when it comes to the Continue initiative, let's put a scenario forward. I'm a filmmaker. I got an idea for a short film. I got a script behind it. How do I get that to you? Is there a way to submit online? Do I meet you in person? How does it all work?
Yeah, so basically there's a submission form on our website, www.continuancepictures.com, and then just click on the short film submission tab. We basically are after, your feature script and a short concept or a short script corresponding. And so basically what we aim to do is take those short films that we will create with you. And this was part of the thinking as Watch the Sunset. We created Watch the Sunset. We had $3,000 in our bank accounts when we started that process. It's very easy to kind of pull in favors and do a quality, you know, short on a low budget. And we do have, so we're funding films up to $10,000. And so basically the process is you submit, and if we like the concept and the idea, we'll start a conversation with you and start to produce the film with you. There are some kind of specifics that we're after, which is we're looking to premiere at major festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that 10 grand will go towards premiering it. Obviously all the money we want to go into the shooting of the film. So, fees and things like that above the line, we want to keep to a minimum. It's something that we're really pushing, and we've got the money to stimulate our industry and to stimulate emerging talent. So hopefully, as this comes down the line, we'll have bigger budgets and more money. But this is really just a trial to try and get some really good products out there and get feature films created with great new emerging talent.
How does Jason Blum take part in all of this?
Yeah, so we had the pleasure of meeting him at the Design International Film Festival, and we had a conversation which was the birth of this short film initiative, really. And we told him about our system within Australia and how, you know, we've been working and pitching around. And he basically gave us some ideas like Whiplash, where they shot a short film to begin with, and use that as a proof of concept to then, you know, to then get the Oscar-winning film that you kind of see today. So that conversation was really informative, and he is really interesting because he's really strict on the way he approaches finance in his films, and he won't waste any money and, you know, big overheads that, you know, we can kind of come to see in productions, particularly when we don't have much money here in Australia. So we're really going the indie route and making films and getting a network to support the filmmakers behind them. And that's really what, you know, Jason kind of divulged and how he got going as well.
So the interesting thing about Jason Blum, of course, he's the man behind Blumhouse. You mentioned Whiplash before. That's like one of the few exceptions of their work that isn't based in horror or sci-fi or something like that. When it comes to the Continue Initiative, are you looking for projects just within that realm as well? I mean, you spoke before, you're working on Isolation. You're doing concept work for a sci-fi feature. Is that the kind of films you were looking for? Are you looking for like a broad spectrum of ideas and films and filmmakers?
Yeah, really looking for a broad spectrum. There's nothing, you know, we're not open to. I think, you know, genre is great in terms of marketability, and I think that's why Jason has kind of gone down that route. But we are very open to whatever, and there's, you know, we're basically looking for original ideas.
Yep.
And things that haven't been told before, new exciting ways of shooting and innovative kind of filmmaking styles. You know, so we're really open to people who have kind of crazy ideas. We do want to break the mold. I mean, it's the same with Watch the Sunset. I think why Watch the Sunset kind of got so much traction is that, you know, it did have a selling point, which was it was one take. The 83-minute kind of film happens, unfolds in one take. And, you know, that is really useful. And there's two things that I kind of, like, there's two different sides that I've learned is that there's the filmmaking and the filmmakers who really appreciate the work. And that's completely different to what marketing is. I think having those selling points is definitely something we're looking for. So, you know, we're definitely open to anything. And diversity is quite a big factor in what we're looking for. I mean, you know, the underrepresentation of different ethnicities in Australian film is something we're looking to tackle. I mean, Dave himself is Korean-Australian, and, you know, we've started developing a few Asian-Australian stories as well. So, you know, we're kind of open to anything, and it's really exciting seeing kind of the diverse range of things coming through.
One thing about Jason Blum that I found really interesting is I was listening to an interview with him. He was talking about how sometimes he struggles to say no. He gets so many films pitched towards him, and he has to say yes or no to so many different ones. And saying no can be a struggle because there's so many great ideas out there. And I imagine on his case, it's because he likes to make a select number of films at really realistic budgets so he can kind of make good not only good profit, but he can focus on making good quality films. When it comes to the Continue Initiative, how many projects are you looking to do, say, per year? Like, within your first year, are you looking for maybe just two or three, more than that? How many are you looking for to try, really get out there and work on at first?
Yeah, so I think it depends on the scope of the ideas. We definitely do two to three the first year. I mean, we we allowed room to do up to 8 for the first year. And I mean, hopefully this is a, you know, this strategy kind of plays out in a way, and we can kind of keep it going and create more shorts and give more opportunities. But I'd say it really depends on the concepts and how viable they are to produce quickly and, you know, efficiently. That's something we're kind of yet to really nut down within the submission process. So we'll be able to assess those sort of things once we have the applications through.
And is this something for Australian filmmakers? And if so, are you looking to branch out for more international submissions as well? Or right now we're just dedicated to Australian filmmakers getting their stories out?
Yes, it is open internationally, as we do have producers in other territories. You know, we're quite interested in Asian cinema as well. So, you know, if there's any listeners out there who have concepts there, that's great. So we're kind of open to anything, but I'd say, you know, the majority of the films that will get, you know, funded will be in Australia, just as it is under $10,000. And so, you know, we are going to have to pull favours and, you know, use the assets that we have here. But it is open.
A question I wanted to ask you, Tristan, and this is something I've been debating with other people in regards to other film critics and filmmakers as such. So recently we had the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Awards. So it's kind of like, you know, the Aussie industry version of the Oscars, what have you. And every year when they have this, you have great Australian films that are up for nominations, but then you have competing beside them films that might have Australian financing in it, but aren't necessarily Australian movies. So I'm talking about films like this year had Boy Erased, a couple of years ago, Great Gatsby, Mad Max, Fury Road, etc. Do you think that films like that, it is enough to name those films Aussie movies just because they have Aussie dollars put into them? Or do you think there should be stricter guidelines from the AACTA in regards to what is Aussie films, so the right Aussie films are being represented on that night? Because I'd like to think that when it comes to, say, Watch the Sunset, that film's going to be up for a bunch of nominations when it comes out this year, because everyone I know that's seen it liked it and liked it very much. And I reckon it'd be kind of crappy if a film like that loses out to a film that isn't necessarily an Aussie movie. What do you think of the whole concept of what is an Australian film when it comes to these type of award ceremonies?
Yeah, well, actually, Watch the Sunset was for it last year, and it basically missed out on everything. It was basically because it didn't have, you know, that marketing budget behind it, you know, which is really disappointing, that, you know, something that indie films kind of aren't getting recognised in that same way. In terms of, like, having, I mean, Strange Colours, which was an amazing film last year that got recognised, but that's kind of off the top of my head the only film. I know Pulse was in there, in the mix, I think. It was a Daniel Monk was up for the Best Support and Best Actor Award.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the only... Yeah, I was surprised that... I was really surprised that, you know, more good indie films just didn't, you know, like they weren't involved in that ceremony or that award, you know, celebration at all. Which, you know, that really, I think that is part of the problem of our industry, is that, you know, there is no support for the ground level kind of film, that are being made. You know, part of, I think, what actor are doing is they're trying to kind of attach themselves to those sort of films and give awards to boost their reputation internationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I think is a good thing, and that is a good thing. I don't think they should be compared in the same league, and I think that if you basically miss out on all the ground level films because of that, and you know, there isn't an avenue really. I'd love to hear other kind of indie filmmakers that allows you to be successful with an indie film in Australia. It really relies on your own team and just pushing it and making, you know, getting it out there yourself. That you're kind of reliant on that, and that's part of, you know, it's a real issue, and that's why we've kind of looked out to different marketplaces, particularly the Asian marketplace, where we're partnered with a few distributors, BJ Entertainment and Showbox, so that, you know, these sort of, once you have these films that are of good quality, that they're going to find audience and they're going to have marketing dollars behind them. You know, part of it, I think, is that, you know, our funds within Australia, you know, we only have so much funds for films and the arts in general, really. You know, there's minuscule budgets, really, for that. So it's always going to be competitive, and the bigger films are always going to get those budgets because basically at the end of the year, those funding departments have to go and pitch to their governments to say that, oh, look, we funded this film and we funded that film. If they're funding films with no names that are small films, then they're not going to get bigger budgets.
Yeah.
So there's essentially a problem there, and I think that it's a really difficult kind of problem to tackle from the inside. But I think with a government that will look at that grassroots sort of funding, I mean, that would be the quickest solution I'd see to kind of getting a voice for all these amazing indie Aussie films that kind of get lost.
When it comes to your new film, Isolation, you spoke about that just a little bit. What else can you tell us about that movie, and when will you start filming?
Yeah, so looking to shoot in July, August, up in Queensland and Mount Tambourine. And it's basically a story about a pilot who works for a Korean-Australian mining company, and he crashes a plane full of businessmen, and he's kind of forced to survive in this isolated outback environment with a figure that starts to haunt him.
And when it comes to Watch the Sunset, you mentioned earlier you dropped the bombshell. It's finally coming out this year. What are we talking about here? Cinema release, DVD, digital? What type of releases are we looking for?
Yeah, so it would be a very limited cinema release, possibly with some on-demand screening, and then straight onto SVOD, to the streaming services.
And are you guys distributing that yourselves through Continuance?
No, we've partnered with a few different people, so we get to make the announcement, so I won't go into that just yet, but keep an eye out for sure.
Excellent. That makes me very happy, because I've been telling a lot of people about this film, and it's been great now they're going to be able to see it. And awesome, the Continue initiative, and another awesome thing. I think 2019 is going to be a real big year for you, Tristan, so congratulations to you with the release of Watch the Sunset, with Continuance, with the Continue initiative. And hey, I really do hope, like, in the future we can talk more about Aussie films and what you guys are doing over at Continuance.
Legend, Matt. And yeah, thanks for supporting us and Aussie film. It's awesome.
Not a worry. Tristan Barr, I thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thanks, Matt.